prologue. I will always remember the screams, the untold billions of screams. The cries of the damned reverberated off the canyon walls. The sound of their wails stretched over miles, with each moaning breath mingled into a cacophony of pitiful, torturous laments. I beheld in fascinated horror as billions upon emaciated billions of humans and Elohim languished in agony. Their rotted and burning flesh stank as the winds made the hellish perfume waft across the skies, causing the air to reek with putrefaction. Blistering heat sizzled from the white-hot lake of molten rock and fire, fire that licked and bit at each captive's smoldering flesh, flesh forever burned but never consumed. Therefore, they screamed, the residents of this canyon did. It was a sickening sound. Is this how Moses felt? I wondered. To behold a thing that burns but is not consumed? They see me.
Please make it stop, said one. I'm sorry, O God. Please, God, listen. Jesus, do you hear me?
Said another.
Ah! I hate your guts. Do you hear me, angel of God? I hate you.
The voices melded and flowed, morphing into a singular pitiful cry for relief and of anguish. I watched as some fought to climb atop others in a futile struggle to escape the horrifying affliction. It was a fruitless skirmish from which none could expect release. I supposed that it could be possible to flee. I saw neither bars nor chains to hold these souls captive. Straining and squinting, my angelic eyes viewed no doors that would prevent escape. Self-preservation run amok. Pain and hopelessness prevented them. As one soul approached optimism and the border of freedom, another wretch dragged it back within the bowels of smoke and flames. The grotesque scene of twisted, writhing bodies moved as the tide in this sea of fire and brimstone. I observed them dance, the denizens of this canyon, dance a relentless waltz of hope deferred. For there was no respite to soothe one's pain, no aid to come to one's side. None could leave, and salvation had forgotten this place. The lake of fire consumed each incarcerated soul, held captive by the insatiable passions of lust and self. A twofold punishment forever administered on these prisoners for all time. A memorial by El, forever to be remembered by us all. The lake was an eternal smoldering monument of our war, a token of El's wrath upon all those who had held back the truth in unrighteousness. My eyes were older than much of creation, and as they darted over the vastness of this everlasting torture, I remembered when I first saw the flames of the kiln run amok. Yet even now, I found that I looked for him, my beloved, my brother, my friend, and my enemy, he whom my soul delighted. I stood at the precipice of this jagged maw in the earth's crust of heat, smoke, and fire. I strained that I might see the adversary. It has always been an easy thing for a creature such as I to find my own kind, and with Lucifer even more so. Quite easy, actually. Knowing my brother, I needed only to look towards the heart of this mass grave of the spiritually dead. Our eyes met. He was still a creature of pride, and even here, even after all this time, Lucifer sought to be the center of all things. He smirked as he looked at me, but I am not deceived. I know that joy does not dwell in this place. The human Dante was prescient when he penned. Hope had abandoned all those who had entered here. Here in the lake of fire, even hell herself could not flee. Lucifer's face I knew with intimate familiarity. The smirk on his lips masked an unspoken yet seething hatred from the inner knowing that he was, quote, superior to all in creation, elevated to stand in the very presence of God, yet cast down as rubble to be stared and looked upon, a creature to be pitied.